have a text for you this morning, Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, it's another 50 weeks until the next Christmas. So it's 50 weeks you're going to have to wait for more Christmas presents. But of course, Christmas isn't the only time we get presents. We get presents on birthdays. Those folk who get married will get presents when they get married. And usually, or sometimes anyway, when people are born, they receive a gift. Well, in the case of Jesus, he was born in Bethlehem, and some wise men travel from the east following a star, and they brought gifts for the baby Jesus: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, it's extremely unlikely that when you were born you received gold, frankincense, or myrrh. I've got with me one of the gifts that I received when I was a baby. This is it. It's a Bible. And looking inside, it says David Atkinson, from his godfather on his christening, December the 29th, 1948, Hugh Cunliffe, who was my uncle. Well, I think most folk would say that this isn't anywhere nearly as valuable as gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but in another respect, it's far more valuable than gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And as Christians, the best gift that we can give to a baby, or to a child, or to anyone for that matter, is God's love in Jesus Christ.